Very good. Well, we'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll start.
现在祷告, 然后我们开始。
Lord, we thank you again for the Bible.
主啊,我们再次为圣经献上感恩。
And we remember that the hymn writer once said, from the best bliss that earth imparts, we turn unfilled to thee again.
主啊,我们知道这个一个赞美诗作者说的,在那个大量的福气里面,我们转到您的面前,再次来到您这里。
And we come to you, Lord, asking you to enlighten us, give us understanding, give us encouragement, help us to believe, and help us to live.
主啊,我们来到你面前再次祈求您呢,点亮我们,鼓励我们,帮助我们去理解,帮助我们去相信,帮助我们把它活出来。
So we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在献上感恩,奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
And after all the encouragements that Peter gives us in his first epistle, at the end of chapter 5, he basically says, and the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
彼得前书呢,在彼得的第一封书信里,他在给了我们所有的那些鼓励以后呢,在快结束的时候,他在第十节里说,那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享永远的荣耀,等你们再受苦难之后,必要亲自呈现你们,坚固你们,赐力量给你们愿全能归他,直到永远年日。
And last week we talked about the first part of verse 10, that lovely line that says that our God is the God of all grace.
上个星期呢,我们在学到第十节的前半部分的时候呢,说我们的神是那赐诸般恩典的神。
And it doesn't matter what our circumstances are, our God is still the God of grace. He is there to help us, he is there to encourage us, and he will bless us if we turn to him and trust him.
这里呢,不管说我们的环境呢,有多么的艰难,有多么大的困难,我们的神呢,仍然是有恩典的神,他在那里呢,准备那个,鼓励我们,帮助我们,如果我们转向他, 相信他的话,
and the second clause in verse 10 says, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ?
这个第二句说呢,曾在基督耶稣里招了我们得享他永恒的荣耀。
And I think we probably all would have been happy to say that we would be satisfied, Lord, with a lot less than eternal glory.
因为我认为呢,我们所有人都会说呢,主啊,我们当然我们会非常高兴在永恒里有永恒的荣耀,其他的都算不了什么。Frankly,
we don't know much about eternal glory.
坦率地说呢,我们并不知道太多关于永恒的荣耀。We
have trouble just getting through day to day.
我们现在每天呢,就一天一天地过得有很多麻烦。And
most of us in life don't really know what the word glory is all about. We see it in others, we never think of it in ourselves.
真的,我们很多人甚至不知道永恒的荣耀是什么。我们呢,有时候对其他的人讲,但是我们自己就并不是太清楚这个永恒的荣耀是什么。But
he has called us to eternal glory.
但是呢，神呢却呼召我们进入永恒的荣耀。
Therefore, what he is doing in us and for us is far greater than we can understand or appreciate.
因为神在我们里面所做的，为我们就是给我们所做的是远远超过我们能够理解的。
And we just say, Lord, we don't understand it, but if that's what you want for us, we're going to say thank you.
因为我们就说呢，主啊，这如果这就是您想要我们做的事情，尽管我们不能理解，我们还是要说感谢您。
I keep on thinking of Abraham when the Lord spoke to him in Ur of the Chaldees and said, Abraham, I want you to follow me. I'll take you to a good land.
我一直就在思考这个亚伯拉罕，当亚伯拉罕在那个尔，在好科利亚斯的尔的时候呢，神说呢，如果你听我的，跟随我，我会给你一个好的土地。
And I think probably Sarah said to him, "Where are we going, Abraham?"
我认为呢，当时撒拉可能对亚伯拉罕说呢，亚伯拉罕，我们要去哪里呀？
He said, "I don't know. God has called us, and God is good, so we'll be happy. He's taking us to a good place."
亚伯拉罕说，我不知道去哪里，但是神却呼召了我们，神是美善的，如果神带我们去哪里呢，我就非常高兴的去哪里。
And I think sometimes she would have said to Abram, Abram, be more specific. Tell me, where are we going?
我有时候呢认为他会跟亚伯兰说亚伯兰呢，你给我讲点具体一点的吧，我们到底要去哪里。
And he said, I can't tell you. We're going by faith.
他说呢，我不知道那些细节，所以我也告诉不了你，因为我们是凭着信心做事。
Now, I think when they got to the land of Palestine, and they looked around at all the good things, they looked at the Sea of Galilee, they looked at the Mediterranean Sea,They looked at the hills and the valleys and the streams and the beautiful crops.
因为我认为呢，当亚伯拉罕到了巴勒斯坦的那个土地的时候呢，他看到了当时的加利利海，看到了地中海沿岸，然后看到了那些峡谷山呐，看到那些所有的美丽的农作物的时候。
And I think Sarah probably said to him, Abram, is it true? Is this all ours? This is a beautiful country. This is wonderful. Is it all ours, Abraham?
有人想呢，跟他说呢，哦，这个真的是真的，亚伯拉罕，这里太美了，这是我们的家吗？
And Abram said, well, yeah, God said it's all ours. As a matter of fact, wherever our foot goes, that's ours.Whatever we step on, that's ours.
也有时候呢，亚伯拉罕说呢，因为神告诉我们这些都是我们的，不管我们的脚走到哪里，哪里就是我们的，我们的脚所踏遍的地方都是我们
的。And I think she probably said to Abram, you know, I knew God was good and I knew it was going to be good, but I never thought it was going to be this good.
我认为那个亚伯拉罕说是呢，我认为神是美善的，但是呢，神给我们东西都是特别好的，但是我比我想象的还要好。
And then she died and went to heaven.
然后她死了，去了天堂。
What do you think she said when she got to heaven?
你认为撒拉到天堂她会怎么说
？She probably said, "Well, I knew it was going to be good, but I never knew it was going to be this good."
我认为他会说呢，我知道这里是很好，但是我没想到还比这还好，比我想的还好。
And then, as she is in heaven, her family begin to come to her.
然后他在天堂的时候，他的所有家人呢也来到他那里。
Isaac goes to heaven, and he's reunited with his mother. How do you think that was?
以撒也去了天堂，他跟他妈妈在一起，然后最后怎么样？
And then Jacob comes along, and he goes to heaven. And Sarah says, wow, this is marvelous. This is my grandson, Jacob. This is wonderful.
因为雅各也去了天堂，然后呢，莎拉说呢，啊，这个太好了，他们都来天堂，这是我的孙子，我的孙子也来了。
And then Joseph comes.
然后约瑟也去了。And
Sarah says, Joseph's my great grandson.
然后他说，那约瑟是我的存生子。
And she probably says to him, now Joseph, sit down here. I want you to tell me about some of those stories from Egypt.
然后呢，他就说呢，撒尔就说，约瑟，你在这里坐下来，跟我坐一会儿，然后告诉我你所一切发生在你身上的事情。
Do you think that she was beginning to enter into eternal glory?
你认为撒拉她进入了永恒的荣耀吗？
Do you think she was thanking God for all those hot days in the tent?
你认为撒拉会向神献上感恩，为那些她在帐篷里那些艰难的日子吗？
And so today she's in heaven. And there's all kinds of her children who are going to heaven. Hundreds of them, thousands of them, millions of them.
然后呢，今天呢，他在天堂里，然后他的孩子们呢，都会去那里，去呢，成百上千，甚至成百万的去。
And every one of them who gets there is going to say, Sarah, thank you for being a good example for me. Thank you for your life of faith so that I could live a life of faith.
比如说每个人都会在这说感谢你的那么有信心，感谢你给我们做了一个榜样，所以感谢你信心的人生，这样我们所有的人都可以活出一个信心的人生。
Sarah is beginning to enjoy a little bit of eternal glory.
所以撒拉呢就开始来享受一点点永恒的荣耀了。
So what are you going to say when you meet Sarah?
等你在天上碰到撒拉时，你会怎么说呢？
I think what I'm going to do when I meet Sarah is I'm going to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and then I'm going to sit her down and I'm going to say I want you to tell me all about the long walk that you had from Ur of the Chaldees to Shechem.
然后我说呢，我就会到了天堂，我碰到撒拉以后呢，我就说谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢谢，然后我就会坐到他的旁边，说那你能不能跟我讲一下，你从你那边耳那边出来的时候，一直到事件这里的一个长的故事呢？
And then she will probably say to me, all right, now I want you to tell me about the long walk you had in Vancouver.
然后呢，他说，我就认为他会问我，他说，啊，那你就告诉我一下你在温哥华的这个长的旅途。
Frankly, it's going to be a lot of interesting stories in heaven.
坦率地说，在天堂里会有很多有趣的故事。
And Sarah is beginning to experience a little bit of eternal glory, far more than that to come.
撒拉呢，开始去感受一下一点点那种永恒的荣耀的开始，那个还有很多很多的永恒的荣耀即将到来。
When do we get that eternal glory?
我们什么时候可以得到那样的永恒的荣耀呢？
What's the verse say?
这个经文怎么讲？
It says you get eternal glory after you have suffered for a little while.
你得到了他永恒的荣耀，等你们暂受苦难之后。
Does it hurt?
这个痛吗？
Yeah, it hurts when you suffer.
等你受苦的时候，你很痛苦，是吧？
But after you suffer for a little while, what do you get?
但你受了一点点胆战的痛苦以后，你会得到什么呢？
You get eternal glory.
你得到那永恒的荣耀。
And how do you know you'll get eternal glory?
你怎么知道你得到永恒的荣耀呢？
Verse 10 says, Jesus Christ himself will restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
这个第十节说呢，主耶稣基督他自己，他会亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
How do you know you're going to get glory?
你怎么知道你能得到荣耀呢？
Jesus promised it.
因为主耶稣基督允许了。
What are your chances that you're not going to get glory?
那么你能够得不到永恒荣耀的机会有多大呢？
Well, those chances are the same as the chances are that any of the other promises of God are not going to be fulfilled.
你这样的得不到永恒荣耀的机会和其他的所有的神的应许不会实现的机会是一样的。Did
he fulfill his promises yesterday?
神呢完成了他的应许昨天完成他的应许吗？
If he fulfilled his promises in the Bible, he's going to fulfill them to you and me.
如果神在圣经里完成了他的应许，那么他会一直完成对你我的应许。Amen.
And so the verse ends with the lovely lines, To him be the power forever and ever.
阿们。 第十一节说呢，愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。
How is he going to make it work?
怎么让他能够有效呢？
And the fact is, he makes it work because his power is never going to run out. He will always be the all-powerful one, and he can make all his promises work because he's always going to have the power to make them work. Hallelujah.
神怎么让他的应许能够实现呢？因为实际上神呢，他有那个用不完的全能，他永远可以用他手上的全能来完成他的应许。Hallelujah. So,
you ask yourself the question, why is the Bible written with I'm going to say with so much redundancy. And Roy is going to say, that's a big word.
Maybe I don't know what's a redundancy.
Okay, so the word redundancy means to say something that you don't have to say because you've already said it.
这里呢，他说呢，圣经为什么同样的一直用这样的话来写呢？就刚才讲了，一个叫 redundancy，redundancy呢，他说的意思在中文里应该是说呢，你不用再说了，因为你已经说过了。Sometimes
a little boy is told by his mother, "You go and do this job."
有时候呢，一个小孩呢，他妈妈告诉他说呢，你去把这件事情给做了。
And then she tells him again.
然后他妈妈就又跟他说，你去做这件事。And
then she tells him again.
然后他再次告诉他。And
then she tells him again.
然后呢，他又说，你去把那个事儿做了。And
after a while, he turns to his mother and he says, Mother, I am not deaf. I've heard your instructions over and over and over again.
然后呢，就他妈妈这么说了很长时间，一段时间以后呢，那个孩子就会去告诉他妈妈说：“妈妈，我耳朵不聋，因为你一遍一遍一遍的重复这么说。”Now
what God does to us with His promises is He gives them over and over and over and over and over again, just to confirm that he really does intend to fulfill his promises.
因为神在圣经里面给我们的应许呢，是一遍一遍一遍一遍的又一遍的重复。 那么神这么做的意思呢，就是要确认，向我们确实他所给我们的应许一定会实现。Okay,
we don't need verse 10.
我们不需要第十节。We've
been told that over and over and over and over and over again.
第十节呢，我们因为已经告知我们一遍一遍一遍又一遍的跟我们讲过。
God says, I know, I just want to keep reminding you, I am going to fulfill all my promises to you.
神说呢，我知道我说过了，但是呢，我只是准备提醒你，因为所有我给你们的应许，我都会实现的。
And we say thank you, Lord Jesus.
我们说感谢您，主耶稣基督。
And Paul says, Amen.
Amen.
What's the word Amen mean? It means it's firm, it's certain, it's going to happen. We confirm it, we want it.
这个呢讲的是确实确定，因为一定会发生，所以我们确实确认了，我们同意。
I heard this story once about a very rich man.
我听到了一个关于非常有钱的人的故事。
He used to go to the office every day. He sat in at a really big desk.
然后他每天都去他的办公室，他的办公桌呢非常的大。
And there was no paper on it because he never did anything. He just always had other people do the work for him.
因为他的办公桌上呢，一张连一张纸都没有，因为他只是坐在桌子后面，然后其他的所有的雇员会把所有的事情做好。And
then he reached over and picked up the phone and said to his secretary,
然后呢，他就拿起他的电话跟他的秘书说，
He said, Miss Smith, would you please go and have Figby count my money for me again, please?
然后呢，他就说呢，Mr. 那个史密斯小姐，你能不能去把我所有的钱呢都拿到这里来？
That's all he had to do. All he had to do is have somebody count his money for him so he could smile and say, I'm even richer today than I was yesterday.
他所有要做的事情呢，他就是呢，让有些人呢，让其他人去数一数他的钱，然后他就说呢，哎，我今天比昨天赚的钱又多了一点，我昨天比今天比昨天更有钱了。
Well, sometimes we do that. We come to the Bible. And we say, all I want to do is look at the Bible again to determine how good God has been to me.
然后有时候我们也是这样的，因为我们就每天来到圣经里面，到圣经里面呢，看看圣经里面神是对我有多好。Okay,
now I don't know if that makes you excited, but that makes me excited.
我不知道这个会不会让你感到兴奋，但是我会感到有兴奋。All
right, how does the book end? He says, I'm writing this with the help of Silas, whom I regard as a faithful brother.
因为这个呢，经文它是怎么决定的呢？他就说呢，我写这封书信呢，是因为我的弟兄希拉，他来帮助我，并转交给你们。
Remember, most of the time, the New Testament Christians were not alone.
大家记住，在新约时代的基督徒呢，他们并不孤独。
That's a very, very good situation to follow.
这是一个 很好的去效仿的一个状态。
As a Christian, don't be alone. Keep being with other Christians.
作为基督徒呢，你不要单独自己待着，要保持和其他的基督徒一起。
So we don't know where Peter and Silas were. But I think Peter said, you know, Silas,I'm going to have to write a letter to those Christians.
因为我们不知道当时的彼得和希拉他们在哪里，我认为彼得跟希拉说呢，我要给那些基督徒们写一封信。
And I think Silas said, well, if you're going to write the letter, Peter, I'll help you.
然后我认为希拉说呢，如果跟彼得说，彼得，如果你要写封信的话，我会帮你写。
Peter probably said, well, you know, I'm just a fisherman, and I know how to catch fish, but I don't really write very well, especially Greek.
因为彼得跟希拉说，希拉，你知道吗？我只是个渔民。如果说呢，我不太懂这个写作，尤其是用希腊文来写作。
And so I think Silas said, well, listen, Peter, you dictate it. I'll write it down on paper. You say the words. I'll record them for you.
我认为呢，当时希拉跟彼得说呢，你只说，你说出来呢，我给你写下来。所以你只需要说，说呢，我呢拼写把你所说的写下来。
And then I think Peter might have said, you know, Silas,I really don't know what to say in the next paragraph.
我认为呢，有时候呢，实际上彼得跟希拉说，希拉，我甚至不知道下一章怎么写。
And I think Silas said, well, Peter, let's pray about it. And the two of them would bow their heads and they would pray. And Silas would say, now, Lord, would you help Peter know what to say?
然后我认为他们两个当时呢都就跪下来祷告，他就说呢，希拉祷告说，主啊，请你帮助那个彼得，让彼得知道下一步怎么说。
So we're thankful for Peter writing this book, but we're thankful for Silas helping him. I think the two of them did a pretty good job.
我们非常感恩呢，就是感谢彼得，彼得写了一封书信，我们也感谢希拉来帮助彼得写下来，他们两个人呢都干得不错。
Then he says, now, I've written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it.
然后呢，我就说呢，这里是让我把这封信书写给你们，就是因为要证明神的恩典是真的，你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
He says, Peter says, I've only written briefly to you.
因为彼得说呢，我只是略略的写了这封信。
And we probably say to ourselves, I would like to have known.What he would have written, if he'd written more, probably would have been really good stuff.
我们常就会对自己说呢，如果彼得呢不是略略的写，他写很多，那么一定那些写出来的也是很好的东西。
But he says, the reason I did this, he said, I've written to you, encouraging you that this is the true grace of God, wherein you stand.
而这里呢，彼得继续说呢，我把这封信写给你们，是要劝勉你们，又证明这是神真实的恩典，使你们要在其中站立。
Now that's an interesting phrase, the true grace of God.
这里呢有一个很有趣的词组，就是真实的神真实的恩典。
We read a lot about grace in the Bible.We get all excited about it.
我们在圣经里得到了很多关于神的恩典，我们都为此感到兴奋。
The great promises of the Bible are tied in to the lovely subject of the grace of God. But very often in the Bible, a distinction is made between something and the true something.
有时呢，通常呢，在圣经里呢，它经常是做出这样的一些区别。这个区别就是说，这个东西还有一个真实的这个东西。
So in John 15, the Lord Jesus says, "I am the true vine."
在约翰福音里呢，主耶稣基督，我是那真葡萄树。
Which is an interesting expression. It's the true vine in contrast to, in distinction from, the ordinary vine.
这里是非常有趣的。如果是真的葡萄树呢，它只是说要把那些普通的葡萄树和真葡萄树区分开来。
So in Isaiah chapter 5, you'll read that the Lord calls Israel his vine.
然后呢，我们知道在以赛亚书第五章里，主呢称呼以色列人为他的葡萄树。
And so you say, well, that's a pretty complimentary term. If Israel is his vine, it would mean that Israel is where the Lord Jesus goes for refreshment and enjoyment that you would get, a man would get from his own vine.
那你说这个呢是一个非常有趣的一个那样的一个说法，因为说如果真的也比较复杂，如果以色列人真的是神的葡萄树，那么说呢，那主耶稣基督应该在他那里去，和到他自己的人民中去，从那里真实的那些从葡萄树里得到他所需要的东西。
So Israel was a vine, and Israel did bring much joy to God, but it failed on occasion. And so the Lord Jesus said, you know, I am the true vine. I'm the one who brings joy to God, and I never fail. Israel was a vine sometimes. Sometimes they were good, but they weren't always good. But I am the true vine. I am always bringing joy to the heart of the Father.
因为呢，这个呢，实际上呢，以色列人他们真的是神的葡萄树，他们给神带来了喜乐，但是呢，他们却不持久，他们最终呢，他们失败了。所以主耶稣基督说呢，我是那真葡萄树。 我会给神带来喜乐，但是呢，我永远不会失败。我是那个真的葡萄树，我永远永永远远一直就给神的心里带来喜乐。Now
Peter is saying, remember, there's grace and there's true grace.
然后彼得说呢，你们大家记住，这里有恩典，还有真理的恩典。
And true grace is even better than ordinary grace.
那么说呢，真的恩典呢，就比那个普通的恩典呢要好得多。
Ordinary grace is very good, and it'll help you through the way of life.
那个普通的恩典呢，都是非常好的，它可以帮助你呢，度过你的人生。
But true grace is even more wonderful, because the true grace of God will help you in the midst of and in spite of all the trials of life.
而那个真的恩典呢，甚至它更好，它会在你人生中的所有的试验中间，试炼中呢，帮助你去度过那些艰难的时光。
Some people say if you become a Christian, it'll solve all your problems.
有些人说呢，如果你成为基督徒，那你所有的麻烦都会被解决。And
ultimately, that's very true.
所以总的最终来讲呢，这是真的。
But even more wonderful is that if you become a Christian, God will take the problems of life and cause them to result in your eternal glory, and you'll find true grace is far more wonderful than just ordinary grace.
到了成为基督徒以后呢，神会让你在经历过所有你人生的麻烦以后呢，得到了那个永恒的荣耀。这个永恒的荣耀呢，是那个神的真的恩典给你带来的。你会发现，神的真的恩典远远比那些普通的恩典要好得多得多。
And then he says, now remember, the true grace is so good that you can stand in the middle of the storm. Stand fast in the true grace.
因为你会讲的这个真的恩典呢，真的是很好的。因为如果你得到了神的真的恩典以后呢，你会在你人生的风暴眼中间站立得住。
Sometimes the wind blows so strong it'll blow you over.
有时候呢，那个风太强了，它这句话会把你吹走。
And you don't remember it, but probably in 1962 we had a hurricane in Vancouver.
大家呢，你们可能也不一定知道，但是呢，我们在1962年呢，温哥华发生了一场飓风。And
I was in the house. I looked out the window, and it was in October, I think. The leaves were blowing down the street like bullets. Choom, choom, choom. Absolutely amazing to watch these leaves.
然后当时呢，在房间里，我从窗户里看出去呢，这个风呢，把那些树叶吹的啊，像子弹飞一样，那叫冲冲，我就甚至想象不出来这个树叶能飞得那么快。It
was a big storm, and I was young enough to get excited about it. Today I'd be afraid, but in those days I was just excited.
所以当时呢，那是一个非常大的风暴，因为我当时太小，所以呢，我感到非常高兴，非常兴奋。如果是今天我看到这样的风暴，我会感到很害怕。My
cousin was also interested in the storm, and so he came out of his house and he stood beside the fence in our house.
然后呢，我的那个堂弟呢，或者是堂兄，他也感到非常高兴，感到非常兴奋。然后他从房子里跑出来了，跑出来站在了呢我们中间，我们房子和他们房子之间那个篱笆那里。And
the fence was only about 18 inches high. It was a small, low fence.
这个篱笆呢，只有那个16英寸高，是一个非常小的那个篱笆。
He was standing beside it, and then an extra strong gust of wind hit him.
然后呢，他站在那个篱笆中间，然后一个强的风呢，正好吹到他身上来了。And
it blew him over the fence.
然后把他从那个篱笆这边吹到那边去。And
I started to laugh in the house, and he was outside, and he started to laugh outside the house. Because he was literally blown over the fence.
然后呢，我在房子里呢，我就开始大笑。然后呢，他在外面呢，他也在那大笑，因为他被风从篱笆这头吹到那边去。Now,
in your life and in my life, there's going to come a storm. Some of those storms are very serious. They're almost like hurricanes. They're so strong.
在你我的人生中间呢，会有风暴，有时候那些风暴呢，会变得非常的大，甚至呢像飓风那样。And
the Lord says, don't you worry now. You stay faithful in that storm. God will give you the ability to stand in the storm. Wonderful.
主说呢，你不要担心，不要担心呢，那个神呢，他会保守你，他会让你在那个风暴中站立得住，这是非常美的。
All right, that's the picture. Peter says, there are lots of storms in life, but you can stand if you keep your faith in the Lord and trust his true grace.
彼得说呢，在你人生中呢，有很多很多的风暴，但是如果你信主耶稣的话呢，你信他，他会呢保守你，让你在风暴中站立得住，只要你相信他的真恩典。
And then verse 13 says, she who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you her greetings, and so does my son Mark.
第十三节说，在巴比伦与你们同盟拣选的教会问你们安，我儿子马可也问你们安。
So Peter probably had gone to or was still in Babylon.
彼得呢，他可能呢已经去了巴比伦，或者仍然留在巴比伦。
He had probably gone there to preach the gospel, and there were many Christian believers in Babylon.
他呢，有可能到那里去传福音。当时在巴比伦呢，有很多很多的基督徒。
Many would have been Jewish believers, because you'll remember many of the Jews were still in Babylon, having been taken there way back in the days of Daniel.
因为这那里甚至呢有很多的犹太人，你们大家也可能记得，他们是那个时候在但以理那个时代被掳到巴比伦去的，他们现在仍然待在巴比伦。
And there would have been a lot of Gentile Christians there as well. So Peter says, all the Christians in Babylon are sending their greetings to you.
然后呢，有可能呢，在巴比伦也有很多外邦的基督徒，所以外邦的基督徒加上犹太基督徒，所以彼得说呢，所有在巴比伦的基督徒们都问你们安。
And Mark was there, John Mark, the author of the Gospel according to Mark, he was probably there too.
因为呢，马可他在这里，当时呢，写了马可福音的那个马可呢，有可能也在那里。
And so the Babylonians probably said to Peter, Peter, what are you doing during the day? Peter said, oh, I'm writing a letter to the Christians.
因为当时呢，在巴比伦的基督徒呢，可能会问彼得说：“彼得，你在那里干什么呢？”彼得说：“我在给巴比伦，在巴比伦给那些基督徒们写信。”
And so they probably said, "Well, listen, Peter, you send our greetings to them. We're praying for you as you write the epistle, and we'll pray for them when they receive the epistle. So you send greetings from us."
因为当时呢，在巴比伦基督徒呢，有可能就跟彼得说，那彼得如果你写信给其他的基督徒呢，你说呢，我们问他们安，我们所有在巴比伦的基督徒们都问他们安，当他们收到书信的时候，你把这句话写在你的书信里。
And I think that John Mark probably was helping Peter write the epistle the same way as Silas was.At least he would have been praying with them. And so Mark says, you say hello to those Christians from me too. I'm going to keep praying for them.
因为当时这个叫约翰马可的这个人呢，他呢实际上呢，他就像希拉一样，他也可能是帮着彼得写这封书信。他就说呢，彼得，如果你在信中去写信给那些基督徒的话，你也代我问他们。
Then verse 14, greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ.
第四节说，您彼此以爱的亲吻问安，愿平安归于你们凡在基督耶稣里的人。
And so we love one another, we encourage one another, when we greet one another, we do all we can to show that we truly love one another and we wish for and pray for the peace of God upon them all.
因为我们的互相爱，我们也互相帮助。当我们在一起的时候呢，我们以尽可能的方式表示我们爱对方，我们也让神的恩典或者神的那个平安里，让我们大家互相的爱，互相问候。
All right, well, that's our meditations on 1 Peter. Are there any questions on 1 Peter before we start to study 2 Peter?
这就是我们对彼得前书的一些想法。这里呢，在我们进入彼得后书之前呢，大家有任何的问题，现在可以提出来。
All right, let's try 2 Peter. As the questions arise, you pass them on. We'll try to deal with them. But this is 2 Peter.
如果呢，我们没有问题，我们就进到彼得后书里面去。在我们开始学习彼得后书的时候，如果你在中间还是想起来什么问题关于彼得前书的，你可以马上提出来，我们试图去回答。
So this begins in verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours.
这里呢，彼得后书的第一章的第一节说，做耶稣基督的仆人和使徒的西门彼得写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人。
All right, so the earlier epistle was written to the people in Asia and Cappadocia and Bithynia, and I can't remember all of them, Galatia and Pontus. It was written to those five assemblies, Christians in those five cities, and they had lots of problems.
第一封书信呢，实际上呢，是彼得写给当时在亚细亚的那些加拉太呀，还有什么他记不得那所有的五个城市的名字，我也不记得。所以他当时写给他们的那个人的给他们的信呢，是因为在那五个城市的人，他们有一堆的麻烦在那。
But this is written not just to those in distress, as the people in those five cities were. This is written to all Christians.
所以这一封第二封书信呢，写给的不仅仅是那在五个城市里受苦的那些基督徒，这封书信是写给所有的基督徒们的。
And that which distinguishes these Christians from people who are not Christians is the fact that they have received a precious faith, same kind of faith that Peter received.
这里的区别呢，是这些基督徒们呢，他不光是基督徒，同样呢是和彼得一样得到了宝贵的信心的人。
So sometimes the question is asked, how do I qualify for the blessings and the teaching in the Bible?
有时候呢我们会问这样的问题，我们怎么能够合格去得到从圣经里来的那些应许和赐福呢？
And so you might ask the question, I read the story of what the Lord Jesus said to Peter and to the disciples. That's very interesting, but what does he say to me?
那有时候呢，我们会问这样的问题：我读到了当时主耶稣基督在圣经里和他和彼得和他的门徒们所说的话，那么主耶稣基督他会跟我说什么呢
And a lot of people say, well, that's your faith, but what about mine? I'm different from you. God treats me different from you.
有些人说那是你的信心，我的信心和你不一样，我跟你是不一样的人。那么说呢，神对你是那样，神会对我是不一样的吗？
But Peter here is saying, listen, you got the same promises that we got. You're exactly the same as me, Peter says.
使徒彼得在这里说呢，你得到的应许呢，和我得到的是一模一样的，你跟我是一模一样，这是彼得说的。
And the Lord Jesus said at the end of Matthew and to the apostles, you teach them to observe everything that I taught you.
然后呢，主耶稣基督在马太福音的最后一章里面，他说的呢，跟他的门徒们说呢，你去教导他们遵守我教给你们的一切的命令。
So we're not different from what they were. We're the same as they were.
我们呢，其实跟他们没有什么区别，我们和门徒们是一模一样。God
made promises to them. Those promises extend to us as well. Hallelujah.
因为神呢，跟他们给了应许，那么这些应许呢，也同样延伸到我们身上。Hallelujah.
All right, verse 2 says, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Savior.
这就是愿恩惠平安，因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多加给你们。So
again, you read that verse and you say, why is the little phrase there in abundance?
你读这一节经文的时候呢，你会说呢，为什么那个多多的那个词在那里呢？
You could read it, grace and peace be yours through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
你可以这么去读的，就是说愿恩惠平安借神的知识和我们的主耶稣基督加给你们。
Why do you say in abundance?
为什么要说多多的加给你们呢？
Because that's the way God blesses.
这就是神呢赐福给你的方式。
You remember John chapter 10 and verse 10.
你们记得约翰福音十章十节。
And I think it goes like this. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
两位认为呢，主耶稣基督在那节经文里说呢，我是来赐给你们生命的，我会赐给你们丰丰富富的生命。
Okay, God likes to give us more than the ordinary words would explain.
神会呢，给我们的更多的，比如用普通的词来形容的话呢，比那个普通词形容更多的给我们。
Some of you will remember from this morning, what is sweeter than honey?
大家呢，你们中间呢，有些人可记得今天早上我问的问题，有什么东西比蜜甜吗？
And the truth is, it's the truth of God that's sweeter than honey.
这个呢，答案就是呢，神的真理比蜜更甜。
And you don't have the faintest idea what sweeter than honey tastes like apart from the word of God. It's always sweeter than honey. You can't get sweeter than honey apart from God.
有时候呢，你想象不出来有什么东西呢，就比蜜更甜。因为神的话比蜜更甜呢，也可能理解不了。所以说呢，比蜜更甜的东西呢，除了你从神那里得到的东西，没有东西你可以比蜜更甜。
And God says, I don't want to give you just a little bit of grace and a little bit of peace. I want to give it to you in abundance.
神说呢，我不是想只给你一点点的恩典，一点点的平安，多多的加给你恩典，多多的加给你平安。
Why do people read the Bible?
为什么人们要读圣经？
Because it's good news. It's good stuff. It's encouraging.
因为这是好消息，是好的东西，他会鼓励你。
Verse number 3. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness.
第三节说呢，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
How much has God given us?
神会给我们多少呢？
Everything we need.
我们所有我们需要的东西。
Everything we need for what?
我们需要的所有的需要的什么东西？
Well, everything we need for life.
因为我们所有的非生命所需要的东西。
And what kind of life?
什么样的生命呢？
Godly life?
金钱的生命。
What does the word godliness mean?
这个金钱呢是什么意思呢？
It means just like God.
这意思就跟神差不多。
So in the Bible,The Lord has given us everything we need for life so that we can live like God.
因为在圣经里呢，主呢给了我们一切的东西，这样呢，我们可以是活出来像神一样。
We don't always understand it.
我们并不常常明白。
We don't always obey it.
我们也不常常顺服。
But the problem is not with the book. The problem is with us. He's given us everything we need for life and godliness.
因为这圣经呢并没有问题，问题的是我们自己，因为主已经给了我们所有的需要的去活出一个敬虔的人生，我们所需要的东西。
How do we get it? We get it through the knowledge.Of him who called us by his own glory and goodness.
我们怎么得到这些呢？皆因我们认识那召我们得荣耀和美德的主。
So our strength, our peace, our grace, our knowledge of him, our strength and our godliness,It's all through the knowledge of him. And we've got to get to know him. That's why we continue to read the Bible. So we get to know him more and more. Because that's where our strength lies.
因为我所有的神赐给我们的恩典平安啊，所以我们的一切关乎生命的金钱的事啊，我们的力量啊，做这些所有的一切呢，都是从圣经里来的。所以这些呢，这就是为什么我们要去学圣经，因为我们学了圣经了以后呢，我们就会认识我们的主耶稣基督。你认识了主耶稣基督以后，这所有的恩典、平安呢和力量呢和你所需要的过一个敬虔的人生的事情呢，都会赐给你。
All right, verse 4 says, through these he has given to us his very great and precious promises, so that through them we might participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
第四节说，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
So he's given us the Bible, which has great and precious promises. That's the marvelous thing. He's given us great promises. He's given us precious promises.
这就是神呢，他赐给我们圣经呢，他赐给我们圣经里所有的那些应许，那些伟大的应许，这是很神奇的。这所有的应许呢，和它是又宝贵又极大，他通过圣经呢赐给了我们。
Now there are two things that the promises and faith in those promises will do.
因为这里有两件事，第一个呢，就是神的应许；第二个呢，就是在应许里，如果你的信心在应许里，你会怎么做？
The first thing is the middle of verse 4, so that through the promises you may participate in the divine nature.
这里呢，在第四节中间说呢，你借着这些应许，就以神的性情有份儿。
We often talk about human nature.
我们通常呢，会谈到我们的自然属性。
And human nature is such that we basically do what humans usually do.
因为我们的人性呢，通常呢，就是说我们去做人通常做的事。
And humans are like humans all over the world. We all eat the same. We all sleep the same. We all have love and affection and work to do the same. People are basically the same all over the world.
我们在人呢，在整个世界上的人呢，基本上都是相同的。我们吃的差不多，我们也同样要睡觉，我们也有同样的爱，我们也有感情。
In English, we have a phrase. You may not have it in Chinese, but in English, we have the phrase, I'm only human.
因为在英文里呢，我们有这么一句话。这么一句话呢，你们在中文你可能不会有。他这里讲的是，我只是个人。
And that is often used by many people as an excuse.
这个通常呢，人们说这句话的时候，他们是在找借口。
Sometimes when somebody does something wrong, they say, "Oh well, I'm only human, you know. Everybody does that."
有时候呢，他们做了什么错事，他们就说，哎呀，你想想，我就是个人嘛，人都会干这样的事。We
are all partakers of the human nature.
我们所有的人呢，都有这样的人性。
But we don't have to stay like that.
但是我们并不一定要保持我们这样的人性。
So God gives us the promises of the Bible in order that we can be partakers of the divine nature.
所以呢，神在圣经里面给了我们这么多的应许，通过这么多的应许呢，这样呢，以便我们可以和神的性情有份。So
the Christian doesn't say I'm only human.
基督徒不会说我只是个人。Because
he isn't only human.
因为他并不仅仅只是个人。The
Christian is born again.
那基督徒是重生的人。
Because he's been born again, he's got a new nature. He's got the Spirit of God living in him.
因为他已经重生了，所以他有一个新的属性，他是神的圣灵住在他的里面。And
I got to be careful how I use the phrase, but because of that, there's a sense in which the Christian is superhuman.
所以呢，我必须很小心的来用这个词。 因为神的圣灵在我们里面，所以呢，我们基督徒是超人。So
the Christian is then a partaker of the divine nature as he believes the promises.
因为呢，基督徒呢，他们与神的性情有份的话呢，是因为他相信神给我们的应许。It
is living by the promises. Hanging on to those promises, claiming those promises, that causes the Christian to become a partaker of the divine nature.
因为呢，基督徒呢，他们相信神的应许，他们活在神的应许之中，他们甚至有时候祈求这些应许，因为这些基督徒就和神的性情有份了。
That's the first thing that the promises do.
这是那个神的应许所做的第一件事。
But the second thing the promises do is that they enable us to escape the corruption that is in the world by lusts, by evil desires.
第二件呢，神的应许做的事呢，就是可以使我们寄托离世上从情欲来的败坏。
So what's human nature do? Human nature leads us to bad things and we become corrupt. We are no longer able to do all we could and should. We are corrupted by doing bad things.
人性会导致什么呢？人性呢，通常会导致你去败坏。这样呢，因为你是做一些你本来不应该做的事，就是因为你的人的本性自然属性，最终呢会导致你进入那个败坏的情欲。
What do the promises do? They enable us to be a partaker of the divine nature, and they keep us from falling into the corruption that we would normally fall into.
那么神的应许会做什么呢？他首先第一件呢，让我们跟神的性情有份儿。另外呢，就第二件呢，不让我们堕落到去做一个败坏的情欲。这个败坏的情欲呢，我们通常呢都会堕落到里面去。
So the Christian benefits in both directions.
基督徒呢，从两方面都受益。
All right, that's all very encouraging.
这些都是让您令人非常鼓舞的。
Now, Peter says, verse 5, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith.
第五节呢，彼得是这样说，你正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤。
Okay, you've got a little bit of faith. Here are the promises of God. Now, you've got to make every effort to add to your faith. The promises are there, but you've got to add to your faith.
你呢有一点点的信心，那么这里呢是神的应许，那么呢你比每天呢要多多的加一点你的信心，这样你就和神的应许在一起。
And if you do, you become a partaker of the divine nature and you escape the corruption. Marvelous.
如果你这么做的话呢，你就与神的性情有份，然后你就脱离了那些败坏的情欲，这个是太神奇了。
So what do you add to your faith? Well, the first thing is you add to your faith goodness.
那么你在你信心里要加什么呢？第一件你要加的是德行。
You do what is good.
你去做一些好事。
And then you add to your faith knowledge.
然后呢，你要在你的信心上呢加上知识。
So when do you start doing good things?
那么你什么时候开始去做好事呢？
Well, as soon as you hear, you should. You read the Bible, says you do it, you do it.
那你就是说，在你听到说你应该做好事，你就去做；如果圣经说你应该去做好事，你就去做。
When do you get knowledge? Before or after you do what you know you should do?
那你什么时候得到那知识呢？就是因为你在你做了一些你该做的事以后，你就得到了知识。
And the answer is after.
这答案就是在后面。
My friend used to tell me when I was younger, he said this. He said,Understanding can wait. Obedience is now.
因为我的朋友呢，当我还年轻的时候呢，他跟我说呢，理解可以往后推一点，现在马上就是。
My other friend used to say facetiously, and that's a hard word to translate, Roy, but he used to say facetiously,When I say jump, I expect when they're halfway up, that my children are going to say, how high?
然后呢，他的朋友呢，就通常呢会说呢。 他就刚才讲了个词呢，可能不太好翻，我现在先放一下。他说呢，当我的别人跟我说跳的时候，我都不知道我说跳他会跳多高。
All right, now that's impossible, but it's good for a laugh, and it teaches us the basic principle. First thing is goodness, second thing is knowledge as to all the details of the goodness.
你这个呢，就是呢，博大家一笑。但是呢，足够的去说明一个问题。这个问题呢，就是说呢，你首先要去做好事，然后呢，结果呢，你就会有知识。
And the third thing is self-control.
第三件事呢，就是节制。
Have you ever found self-control is very hard?
你有时候呢，会是不是发现自我节制会很难呢？
Sometimes it's easier for a teacher to get the children to do what's right than for them to do what's right themselves.
有时候呢，对于老师来说呢，老师很容易去教孩子们去做正确的事儿，但他自己呢却做不了。
Sometimes the same thing is true of parents and children.
这种情况呢，同样适用于父母和孩子们。
And sometimes the parents will say, I don't have to do that. Daddy doesn't do that. Why should I do it? Daddy doesn't do it.
有时候呢，孩子呢，会通常会说呢，我不想这么做。为什么呢？因为爸爸他不这么做。
我爸爸不这么做，我为什么要这么做呢？He said, Daddy, you better start doing it. 这个呢，基本上就是说呢，爸爸，你最好自己先做到。I've got a friend, had a friend, he's gone to heaven. 我有一个朋友呢，他的朋友呢去了天堂。And the reason he became a Christian is because His father said to his children, you should go to Sunday school.
然后他的爷爷跟他的孩子跟他的孙子说，你应该去上主日学。
One of the children said, I don't want to go to Sunday school.
其中也一个孩子说呢，我不想去上主日学。
And somebody said to him, why don't you want to go to Sunday school? He says, I don't like it, and I don't have to, because Daddy doesn't go to church.
有些他们中间有些孩子说呢，我不想去上Sunday school，我没有必要去上Sunday school，上那个主日学，因为我的爸爸他根本就不去教堂。
So what did my friend do?
那我朋友怎么做呢？
He said, I guess I'd better go to church and take my children with me. So they can't say, Daddy doesn't go to church. They'll have to say, Daddy goes to church and so do I.
今天他说呢，我最好把我的孩子带到教堂去，因为如果我去了教堂呢，我的孩子们会说我爸爸去教堂，所以呢，我如果爸爸去教堂，我最好也去教堂。
Self-control is a wonderful thing.
自我节制呢，是一个很奇妙的事。
All right, so you make sure you build that into your life.
你呢，确保你在你的人生里呢，你能够有节制。
After that comes perseverance.
有了节制呢，又要加上忍耐。
And self-control basically says I'm going to be like this, and then perseverance says, I'm going to keep going, I'm going to keep going, I'm going to keep going, I'm going to keep going.
自我节制呢，基本上就是说呢，你像这样，那么说呢，忍耐呢，就是说呢，我要坚持，坚持走，坚持下去，坚持一直坚持。
And as you do that, the next thing will be godliness, being like God. you'll start saying, you know, I've got to live like God in all the details.
这样呢，如果你有了节制，又有了忍耐呢，你就会有敬虔。敬虔呢，是就是说，你就像神一样，你会说呢，我要在所有的细节上都像神一样。And
after that comes brotherly kindness.
在你有了敬虔以后呢，要加上爱弟兄的心。Now
if I'd been writing that list, I would have put brotherly kindness in earlier.
如果我是写这么书信的话呢，我会把这个弟兄之爱呢放在前面。But
the Spirit of God leaves it late in the list because it's hard to be kind to your brother.
因为神的圣灵呢把这个放在这里呢，是因为
And true brotherly kindness comes after your heart is made more and more like God Himself.
那个真正的爱弟兄的心呢，就是因为你的心变得越来越像神的心一样。
And lastly, love.
然后呢，加有爱。
Now many people say the Christian life is we're supposed to love one another.
也就是说呢，我们基督徒的人生呢，就是应该互相爱。
And that's true. But it is also true that love isn't where we start. Love is where we end up.
这个是。 通常呢，我们是以爱开始的，同样呢，也要以爱结束。
To love the way Jesus loved, to live the way He lives for others, loving others is not easy.
要像主耶稣基督那样去爱别人，要像主耶稣基督那样去生活，去爱别人，通常不是那么容易的。
So the Lord expects us to lay the foundations so that we go higher and higher. And when we get to the top, we'll start loving the way we ought to love.
因为主呢，实际上在这里呢，给我们建立了一个基础。然后基础呢，我们再在上面建立。当我们到达顶端的时候呢，我们就会以我们该爱的方式去爱。
And then, verse number 8 says, if you possess these qualities, I think there were 7 of them. If you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第八节说，你们若充充足足的有这几样，认为有7样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上。
It's possible for Christians to be relatively ineffective in their work of God, to be relatively unproductive in their work for God. How would you go to more effectiveness and more productivity? You would build in these 7 items.
通常呢，在基督徒在做神的工的时候呢，通常呢会闲呐，通常呢会不结果子。那么说呢，你怎么在做神的工的时候更有效的结更多的果子呢？那你就要建立在上面所讲的这7样事情之上。But
some verse 8, some would say, that they don't need them. He says, if anyone does not have these 7 things, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins.
第9节说呢，人若没有这几样，就这7样，就是眼瞎的，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪，已经得了洁净。
Nearsighted and blind. Is that a big problem for everybody?
因为近视眼瞎，这是每个人的问题吗？
Well, really, only if you're planning to go anywhere.
因为这个呢，只如果你没有这个问题，只是你不想，如果你没有计划出去的话。
If you're not planning to go anywhere, you don't need a telescope.
如果你不不计划出门的话，你不需要一个望远镜。
If you're not planning to read anything, you don't need much. If you're going nowhere and doing nothing, you don't need those things.
如果你什么事也不做，你就待在家里，哪里也不去，你就不需要这些东西。
But if you're going somewhere, you need those seven things in order to go properly, in order to go effectively.
那如果你那个需要出去，需要到哪里去的话，你就需要上面的七件事。你有那上面的七件事呢，你就会做事更有效，做结更多的果子。
Matter of fact, the person who doesn't have those things, we're told in verse 9, that person has forgotten that he's been cleansed from his sin.
因为如果呢，一个人他没有上面讲的那七样事，第九就告诉我们他们是忘了旧日的罪已经得到了洁净。
If you've been cleansed from your sins, you want to get moving. You want to get out from where you were to where you ought to be. And you add these seven things into your life. But if you're not going anywhere because you forgot that you were a sinner and you never should have been there, then you'll stay where you are. What a tragedy.
因为如果你真的记得你的罪被洁净了的话呢，那你就要动一动。你要从你现在的地方呢动到呢你想要去的地方。如果你在那里一动不动，你不挪窝的话，就是说你已经忘记了，忘记了你的罪被洁净了，忘记了你是个罪人。
He says, therefore, verse 10, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and your election sure. Did God call you? You say yes. Did he elect you to serve him? You say yes. How would you know that? Well, I'd know that because I added all these things to my faith. I had faith, and then I started to add, and I added this and this and this, and I added them all up because I'm going somewhere. I want my calling to be sure by going. I want my election to be sure by getting that for which I was elected.
于是上帝实际中随地民应当更加殷勤是你们所蒙召的恩和拣选坚毅不令你们所行的这样的事情永不失脚。因为你说呢，人家说你为什么知道呢，你说因为我有上面的七件事，为上面的七件事呢，我就要去哪某些地方，我要去我想去的地方，想去的地方呢，我就要干事更有效，干事更有效，我就要结更多的果子。因为我要结更多果子的时候，我知道我的罪已经被赦免了，这样的话呢，因为我知道我是为蒙召来做这样的事情，我不能辜负神召我去做这事的目的。
So the verse says at the end, verse 10, if these things, if you do these things, you will never fall. That's encouraging.
第十节说呢，如果你照着上面这样去做，你就永远不会跌倒，这是很令人鼓舞的。
Okay, you want to fall? No, no, no. What are you going to do to keep from falling? These 11 things, or these 7 things.
因为你认为呢，你会跌倒，实际上呢，是怎么样让你保持不跌倒呢？就是上面这讲的这七件事做到了，就会永远不失脚不跌倒。
So verse 5, what are these things again? Add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance.And to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. Add to your faith those seven things.
这个呢，就是说呢，你要在你的信心上加上什么呢？第五节说呢，你们有了德行， 再加上知识，有的知识呢，加上节制，有的节制呢，加上忍耐，有的忍耐呢，加上敬虔，有的敬虔加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄心，要加上爱众人的心，你要加上什么？在你信心里加上这七样东西。
All right, if those things are in you, number one, verse 10 says you won't fall, but verse 11 says if you do these things, you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
那么说呢，如果你照着上面七件事你都做到了，会什么样呢？第十节说呢，你就会永远不失脚。第十一节说呢，如果你能这样做，必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主和救主耶稣基督永远的。
In the authorized version, the phrase is, you will receive an abundant entrance.
然后呢，在那个国王钦定版里面呢，实际上讲到的呢，就是用了这么个词，就是丰丰富富的。
And our mother used to preach that by telling us this story.
他的妈妈呢，通常讲这个时候呢，就告诉他们这样一个故事。
She said, in the old days, a ship with many sails would go out to some place and they would get some riches and they would come back with a load of riches.
然后呢，他们呢，在那个过去的那个就老的时代，那些帆船呢，他们会把船上呢有很多那个桅杆，然后把他们通过这个到了一个地方。到一个地方呢，他们会把那个船装满，丰丰富富的，然后把那些产业上的丰丰富的东西带回来。
In the days of King Solomon, he used to send his ships all the way over to India, and they would come back with lots of gold. They would come back with peacocks from India and other things. And you can imagine when the ship sailed into the harbor at Etzion Geber that all the people would rush down and they would say, I wonder what good things Solomon's ship is bringing in this time.
在以前呢，那个旧的时代呢，过去的时候呢，所罗门呢，会把他的船呢派到印度去。安排的印度去呢，他会那个跑到印度呢，在回来的时候，他那里面会就是装满了那些金银珠宝，然后那个船呢载着一船的金银珠宝回来的时候，当他们到达以色列的时候，你知道那些人的心情，他们所有的人都跑到那个港口来说，看那个所罗门给这船给我们带了那么多好的东西啊。
And you can imagine that all the people get so excited when they see the ship coming in and they all run down to meet the boat. And there's marvelous blessings coming off the ship. Everybody's happy.
你认为你可以想象一下当时的人们都有多兴奋，当他们看到船靠岸的时候，那么所有的人呢都从上面冲到那个港口呢，冲到那个船那里去，他们说啊，这里看这里多有福气啊，这里带了多么好的金银财宝。
Now my mother would say, Harold, when it comes time for you to die, you go to heaven,You've got to make sure that your entrance into heaven is going to be an abundant entrance. You'll go into heaven like a ship full sail, laden with good things.
因为我的妈妈呢就跟我说呢 ，Harold， 你当你死的时候，你要确保你的船，当你进入天堂的时候，你进去的时候，里面要对，装满了很多的金银财宝，你要让那个满帆所有的帆把你带进去，你确保你的船里有所有的这些珍贵的东西。
But she said, Harold, if you don't add these things to your life, when you go in, it's not going to be an abundant entrance. It's going to be painful. You may have to be towed to shore.You don't want to be like that?
因为呢，我妈妈就说呢， 如果你不按照上面七件事去做，那么当你到达天堂的时候呢，你可能是空空如也的进去。尽管你的船呢能够到达岸，但是呢，你却没有任何的东西可以带进天堂，所以不要不去那么做。
Verse 11, you want to receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what we all want. We want it for ourselves. We want it for everyone else.
第12节说呢，you talk about the verse 11?
That's verse 11, yeah.
Yeah.
基督上第11节里讲的，就必叫你们得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国，这就是我们所有人都想去的，我们都想进到主的那个国里去。All right, our time is more than gone. That's the introduction to 2 Peter.
因为我们时间呢也远远过了，这是我们讲彼得后书的一个介绍。It
might not be that way for everyone, and we're going to find out why next time, because we're going to look at prophets and false prophets.
并不是说所有的人最后都能丰丰富富进入我们主耶稣基督的国，为什么呢？下一次我们还会来讲，因为下次我们会讲到有些是先知，有些是伪先知、假先知。All right.
Let's have a word of prayer. Thank you for your patience today.
我们来祷告, 感谢大家的耐心。
Lord, it's true. We want to thank you for the promises of God. And Lord, if we keep believing them and following them, we will, by the grace of God, have an abundant entrance. That's what we want, Lord.
主啊，我们也要为神的应许献上感恩。主啊，求你帮助我们每个人呢，都可以去靠着神的应许，丰丰富富的借着神的恩典进入我们主耶稣基督的国，这就是我们都想去的。Lord,
would you just bless, we pray, each one of us. We thank you for each one here. We just pray that each one of us will get your full blessings.
主啊，求你帮助我们，我感谢在座的每一个人，求你赐福给我们在座的每一个人，我们祷告，我们在座的每一个人都能得到神丰丰富富的赐福。Help
us, we pray, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
求你帮助我们，我们祷告，我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.